It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the guys on the ESPN NFL live set disagree with what is happening at practice. 50-minute mark is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Peters. We are live at Studio B, Bowser Chevy, and Dan Moore, of all people, was the loose lips guy that spilled the beans. Russell Wilson, first team reps ahead of Justin Fields. Fields relegated to backup duties. Fields working with the starters. NFL Network
Wilson
report.
Working with the
starters. Yeah, Wilson working with the starters. NFL Network's report looks spot on. It's Wilson's job here. Tomlin was asked to comment after practice. Didn't say much. We'll try to get our hands on those just to see if some of the early quotes out there match up what he said, which is basically still non-committal. But in terms of the prep goes here and how they're getting ready for this game, it looks like they're getting ready to go with Russell Wilson as the starting quarterback. And I think it means that really Justin Fields' starting quarterback experiment here is already over and done with. That we'll see him in other roles. If Russell Wilson were to get hurt, he would go in. I think that Justin Fields will be a gadget player where there's a package of plays for him, and maybe in a fourth and inches situation, they put him in and he runs the ball for him and gets a first down, something like that. But this move signals to me that Mike Tomlin doesn't believe, and I'm stunned by this because of the way I thought Tomlin loved Justin Fields. I thought he looked at him as a guy that was done dirty in Chicago and had the talent to be a great quarterback, liked him more than Trevor Lawrence in that draft, which now actually doesn't seem like it's that big of an accomplishment to be deemed better than Trevor Lawrence with the way he's playing in Jacksonville, but I digress. I didn't think that Mike would want to pull the plug on a Justin Fields experiment so soon. And he said it yesterday, good, but not good enough. Tells me he doesn't think he can win long-term with Justin Fields. And so in this dilemma, this situation where they were going to try out two quarterbacks this year, Chris, I think you already crossed one guy off the list. Russell Wilson or no one.
It's amazing to me that Mike Tomlin, a guy who's proven post-Roethlisberger, he doesn't know good quarterbacking, at least inside of his own building, thinks that a six-game sample is enough to know about Justin Fields one way or the other. Amazing to me. Six games in our building, in our program, as my he loves to talk about how he might know of a guy when he's playing somewhere else, or if the guy like Patrick Queen, they went out and aggressively pursued him, well, we knew what he was all about. If they're just getting somebody in their building, he likes to poo-poo what they might have done in their past. He would rather focus on their college scouting of the player. And so six games in, not only am I going back to Russell Wilson, but this means Justin Fields is toast. Man, look in the mirror and look at your own defense if you want to know why you're not 5-1 or 6-0.
Remember when we were talking about the way that they would start the season with quarterbacks, and everyone said it made more sense to start Russell Wilson because if Russell Wilson got benched because of a lack of performance, you could go to Fields, the younger guy, and then he'd have the rest of the season as his runway to prove to you that he was your guy.
Yes.
And that was just a cleaner way of handling
yes.
this. Well, now it got flipped because of the calf injury. And so Mike Tomlin is going to, excuse me, at some point this year say, well, my bad. You actually are better than Russell Wilson. I screwed up. So let's give you a second chance to prove my first inclination or first instinct wrong on you. You actually might be a legitimate starting quarterback. I think if Tomlin felt like Justin Fields could be that player for them, he wouldn't go to Russell Wilson right now. He might eventually, if more like mounting evidence came his way that Fields couldn't get it done.
If more mounting evidence came his way, I would understand more the idea that he would say, this guy can't be our starter. He's got six games, most of it positive, much of it under the thumb of an offense that was designed to be hyper-conservative. The one time they really needed him to cut it loose and try to get them back into a game, that's exactly what he did.
Yep.
And he looked really good doing it. And now apparently...
Other than a bad fumble play and a snap situation.
Yes, I mean, yes. He was part of their getting down by that much. And then he's the only reason that game came down to the last possession with them having a chance to win. It's awfully abrupt if you are correct in assuming that this kills the Justin Fields era permanently in Pittsburgh. It seems like an awfully abrupt ending. I'm just not completely sure that it does. I'm not totally sure that it does. If Russell Wilson plays two really bad games in a row, what's to say they wouldn't use that famous bye week that they love to use to evaluate things at a very deep, granular level and say, we're going right back to Fields?
Maybe, but they've already shown here that they don't have a lot of confidence.
So are they going to show confidence in Russ, I wonder, then, by opening up the offense considerably?
You'd like to think so.
Well, I don't think they will.
But why else go to him if it's going to still be a conservative offense?
The only time Mike Tomlin's opened up his offense or given whoever is running the offense the agency to be aggressive with the play calls and seemingly done a good job of mentally empowering the quarterback to do that was last year when it was quite literally do or die at 7-7.
All right, so now it's not speculation. Russell Wilson has taken the first team reps away from Justin Fields. How do you feel about it, Pittsburgh? 412-928-9370. We'll get to more of your calls on it. We have not heard Donnie's take on this since he came back from Las Vegas. Donnie Football, your take on what's going on here?
I just really question how much better things would get with Russell Wilson. I can understand the curiosity factor that is there. I mean, I feel like it's kind of something that if you want to go back to the quarterback situation last year where you thought, well, like how would Mason Rudolph look with this offense? And the curiosity was there with people. I think it's kind of the same way here. Russell Wilson hasn't been all that great the last 2 years. 2 years ago, he was very bad. Last year, I thought he was better than what everybody else, at least the national voices had said.
Sure.
So I get that there's curiosity with how the guy could look. I just wonder with how things have gone so far, how much better can he really take them? And I'm not saying the guy
is... How much higher can he really take
them?
Can he take us higher,
Russell Wilson?
Yes,
I don't know.
I do want to hone in on Fields with you because you did mention earlier you were a Fields guy and Fields started to win you over. So are you out on Fields again?
Or no.
Are you still curious about what he can potentially do?
Yeah, no, I'm not out on Justin Fields just because the Steelers are not going to play him and Mike Tomlin benched him because, as you guys mentioned, who the hell is Mike Tomlin to tell us who a good or bad quarterback is? Because you know, he stepped in with a franchise guy, and he hasn't been able to do anything with anybody else ever since. So you can't just sit here and think, well, if Mike Tomlin says Justin Fields sucks, then he sucks, or if, you know, whichever quarterback it may be. I think Fields absolutely provides more potential. I mean, the guy is 10 years younger. He's 25 years old. He's the only hope out of the two to take you into the future. To me.
412-928-9370. Let's get some calls in on this. But I will ask you, Mulsey, to follow up on what Orlovsky said. He goes, the only way this makes sense is if Tomlin promised Russell Wilson the job and he doesn't want to renege on that. He doesn't want to look like a liar. Do you think that that's true?
It could be. And if it's the reason that he's actually doing this, it's a horrible reason. Be a liar. If you really think that the other guy is better, but you don't want to be seen as having been a turncoat with Russell Wilson, tough. Who among the players you might be trying to get throughout the rest of the league is going to be mad that you lied or that you ended up changing your mind with Russ? Like, nobody likes him outside the NFL, like in the NFL community at large. I think that's half the reason, or at least a contributing factor, that some of these former players turned analysts said go with Justin Fields. Most of these guys just don't like Wilson personally or don't think he's a good leader. But if Dan Orlovsky is saying that and that ends up being the case, that this is solely to do right by a player based on what you told him, this is the NFL. This isn't some like little tiny small potatoes deal. People get lied to in the league and cut loose all the time.
Right. I want to reject that notion for that reason. And also, we're talking about Mike Tomlin here, who has carte blanche and is not even close to getting fired. He'll work here as long as he wants, even though we, I think, rightfully point out his failings and his shortcomings. So it's not like this decision is going to make or break his coaching career here. It's not. You know, I do think we're dealing with a player, not only because of his resume, that makes Tomlin want to kowtow to the guy and pay him probably too much respect, but, you know, one of the things that's out there right now is this whole situation with Brady, where it's a massive conflict of interest that he owns an NFL team or has part of an NFL team while he's broadcasting games. Well, Akersher doesn't own the Steelers, but their name is on the stadium. And Russell Wilson has had a business relationship with them that predated signing here. I'm sorry, that's awkward. You know,
just sure it played a factor. I'm Akersher.
When you've got billionaires that have a relationship with the player that you sign, I'm not here to say that I think Art Rooney goes and tells Mike Tomlin, play Russell Wilson. But don't you think, I mean, I'll speak for myself here. I make decisions based on what I think my bosses want me to do without them having to tell me what to do. If you have a read on the people that employ you, part of what you do in your job is you make decisions to satisfy what they want.
Yes, I attempt to do that. I usually right. end up doing the opposite, but I attempt to.
Now,
yes.
I will restate, Tomlin is in a unique position in that I feel like he is invincible. He's like invincible. He's untouchable when it comes to.
Are you trying to suggest here, though, that like the loudest voice in the entire organization who might want Russell Wilson is actually Thomas Tull?
No, I don't know if that's right. It's when he signed, Dulac literally wrote something that's like, hey, just to let everybody know, Russell Wilson has a relationship with the people who just bought the naming rights on the stadium and probably paid millions of dollars for it.
If that's what's actually contributing to this at all, I would find that to be so minor league, so small time.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.